Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota court system continues to adjust to the challenges of the presence of SARS-CoV-2 in the state. Minnehaha County is home to the largest number of cases. The county has had more than 3,200 confirmed cases since the outbreak began. Crystal Johnson is the state's attorney for Minnehaha County, and she joins us to talk about challenges and her office's response. Crystal, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Lori. It's good to be here.
Tell me about how your office has responded to safety needs of this time. Let's look at the big picture first, and then we'll get into some of the details.
How our office has directly handled the pandemic is we have had to modify our work schedules where we have implemented using technology a lot more. When it comes to courtroom appearances, we've utilized Zoom on many occasions to make appearances, so we're able to make appearances from inside our office or inside our home into the courtroom to handle those cases. There's still certainly issues and situations where we need to be into the courthouse, whether a victim is going to be present, if we have to present a case to the grand jury. And so then we try to implement as much of the social distancing, wearing masks if we can, and using those types of things to try to stay safe, to keep ourselves safe. And then we are using Zoom and some of those other technology resources, ITV, to allow victims to also access courtrooms to testify to the grand jury, those types of things, to limit their exposure as well.
Some, you know, essential work happening. Let's talk about your staff first. Have they been safe? Have you had problems, just inherent challenges like healthcare workers have had? Or has it been going pretty well as far as keeping their health intact? And because you need to keep your workforce working as well, you don't
Correct.
Want those shortages.
No, knock on wood, we have been fortunate to not have much for issues dealing with quarantining and those types of issues. And so we have been open every day since the pandemic started. Our cases have actually increased this month or these last 10 weeks since we've been in the, since the first case has really been announced in South Dakota. And so we've had to be here and handle our job and do our work. We fortunately have been fortunate to not have any major issues that have come through the office, whether dealing with witnesses or employees. One positive employee could certainly take out a bunch of us, which could cripple our workforce. We've had, if it happens to our front staff, to our legal office assistants, myself and a couple of the attorneys have now been trained to open files and do some of their skills. So if it were to happen that we could adjust and readapt and just change some job skills for a little bit to continue doing the work that we need to do.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about challenges of people failing to make it to court. As everything changes and life situations change, failure to appear is an ongoing challenge. Is it worse right now? Are there more cases of that?
Absolutely. The month of April, we sat at about 2/3 non-appearances. So if we had 100 cases scheduled, only about 33 of the people were showing up for court. I think a couple different factors go into play in that. Whether we amended our bond schedule, which allows more people to get out of jail before they go in front of a judge. And so then they would get booked into jail. They would be released from jail with a new court date, and then they're just not showing up for that court date. What sometimes then happens is when law enforcement comes into contact with them and they have that warrant out, they get arrested for that warrant, and then either they are doing something illegal or have something illegal on them, which then causes them to have another case. And so we're getting this backlog of cases because people aren't showing up for court that at some point we're going to have to deal with. Those cases don't get forgotten. They don't go away until we're able to handle them. So at some point, law enforcement in our office is going to have to deal with a backlog of a significant number of cases.
So normally, how does that work? There's a team of, a warrants team that they don't normally go, knock on your door if you have just a failure to appear warrant. Is that going to have to change at some point? I mean, that at some point, it becomes a larger issue.
It certainly does. And I think it's one that we have to sit down and look at with the sheriff to see the best way to handle a backlog of warrants, whether we notify people and allow them to come turn themselves in so we can get the case moving along. We do have a warrant task force comprised of members of our sheriff's office who go out and serve warrants. They typically try to go more serious offenses to less serious offenses, the ones that they are specifically trying to target. But it certainly is an issue that we're going to have to address, and they are going to be very busy when we start being proactive with it again.
Right. Message to people who might have those warrants right now. What's your advice to them to sort of shore those things up now?
What I would advise them to do, because a lot of those warrants are personal recognizance warrants or PR warrants, so it isn't going to cost them anything to get out of jail. And so what I would tell them is now is the time to probably go turn yourself in and get a court appearance. Our courthouse is running. Just because we've had a pandemic, it hasn't shut down. And so your case can still be handled in a timely manner. And now might be a lot easier to get it resolved than pushing it off, because you can't, it isn't going to go away just because you ignore it.
Yeah. I want to shift gears a little bit, if we can, and talk about your time as interim state's attorney, because you have replaced Aaron McGowan, who was investigated and departed under, less than ideal circumstances. That office was under a lot of scrutiny. Your staff was under a lot of pressure and stress before he left, during the investigation, and afterwards. Tell us a little bit about how you stepped into that role and worked with the staff to sort of restore not only the public trust, but the confidence internally that this is an office that's doing great work.
I started in this office back in 2005. Back when we still used VCR tapes as evidence. And so I've been here a long time. I left in 2015 to become a judge. In 2018, I came back because this is where I belong. This is where I've always felt a calling to do work. And I've always been a leader in the office. I've always been one where people come to for problems or issues or things they want to talk about. Even before I was appointed as interim state's attorney, I've just been a familiar face for lots of people, and I've been in the office a long time, so I knew how things worked. And so during last year, it was certainly an uncertain time, but the attorneys in our office and the staff in our office never wavered from doing their jobs. They were here administering justice every single day. The cases didn't suffer. The victims didn't suffer because of it. We're an office of professionals. We're a professional attorney office, which meant that we were able to separate what was going on with Mr. McGowan from our work. And while that certainly caused a stress that our office had to deal with, it wasn't a stress that affected our work or affected our work product. And so when he resigned, I was first appointed by Judge Howman and then hired by the county commission. It was a very natural role for me to step into. During those uncertain times, I was always a voice of reason. I was here for the attorneys, for the staff every day to help work through some of those things. And I think, you know, even though we dealt with that, I think it made us as a group of, as an office, a tighter unit, because we went through something that in the public eye was embarrassing. But we had the opportunity to still do the work that we needed to do. And it made us just kind of close our knit closer together, that we were able to rely on each other a lot more. And so stepping into that role then was a very natural progress for me. I've been here a long time. I've always had ideas on things to do, ways to work this office. I've been involved in major decision making throughout these 13 years that I've been a prosecutor, from homicide cases and rape cases. And so I think it was a natural transition for the office. I think my personality helped lift some of the morale in the office. And I think it was also a very conscious or smooth transition for law enforcement, because I've had a very good working relationship with both the police department and the sheriff's office throughout the whole time that I've worked here.
Minnehaha County State's Attorney Crystal Johnson joining us for a conversation about leadership in times of crisis and the ongoing work of public safety and criminal justice during a difficult time. State's Attorney Johnson, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate it. Hope to talk to you again.
Thank you very much, Lori. Have a good day.